Welcome to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, where we dive into real-world entrepreneurial questions in just a few minutes. I'm Greg, better known online as Dr. Greg Watson, serial entrepreneur and founder coach. Each episode, I unpack a question that matters to entrepreneurs, from launching your first venture to scaling an established business. Today's show is called Why Buying a Business Makes You a Real Founder. Now let's get started with today's show. Thousands of entrepreneurs are wrestling with this identity crisis. Can I call myself a founder if I buy a business? Today, we're settling this question once and for all. Here's the thing about the traditional definition of founder. It's broken. The classic view says real founders create businesses from absolute zero. But this narrow perspective excludes the thousands of acquisition entrepreneurs who are transforming existing companies every single day. Whether you start from a napkin sketch or buy a company in year five, you're still building something new. The entrepreneurial journey has never required starting with a blank canvas. What actually makes someone a founder isn't how they began, it's what they do next. True founders share three essential traits. They take calculated risks, they build and lead teams, and they create measurable value. These qualities show up whether you're coding in a garage or signing acquisition papers in a boardroom. Many celebrated founders built their empires by buying existing products, acquiring customer bases, or purchasing entire divisions. The magic happens in the transformation, not the origin story. Let me give you a perfect example. Howard Schultz bought Starbucks when it was just 6 coffee bean stores in Seattle. He didn't start Starbucks from scratch, yet he transformed it into the global coffeehouse empire we know today. Nobody questions whether Schultz is Starbucks' founder because his vision and execution created the billion-dollar brand we recognize. The initial purchase was just the starting line. Here's what I want you to understand. Acquisition entrepreneurs often face bigger challenges than traditional startup founders. You're inheriting existing problems, established systems, and ingrained cultures that need complete transformation. That takes a special kind of vision and courage. Stop worrying about labels and start focusing on impact. Call yourself whatever feels authentic to your journey, but remember this, your results will always speak louder than any title ever could. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow entrepreneur. Until next time, keep building.